It's tearing at my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. With or without you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, when I poo.
Ew. I hate that word. It's gross.
It's the worst. I told Andy, I said, poo and wiener are little boy words. Neither of those should come out of your mouth.
Poo and wiener should never come out of your mouth. Oh, Lord. Guys, welcome to Real Awkward, the best damn podcast you heard.
Today.
My name is Andy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Ashley.
And today's episode is a mystery.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
It's a you choose. Somebody quickly send in a suggestion.
Our live listeners.
Let's just wait. We'll just wait until someone sends one in. You ready?
Just 45 minutes of silence.
No, this would be weeks. It would take weeks to finally get a response.
It's just 45 minutes of us breathing into the microphone like.
So, anybody? Anybody?
Send in your questions.
Send in your questions.
I have a question for you, Andy.
Oh, why me?
Because you're sitting next to me.
Okay.
I'm offended.
I have a question for y'all.
Okay.
You all.
Y'alls.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh.
I don't want to grow up. Oops, I already did. Have a mediocre podcast with my friends and I'm still a kid.
Do you remember the throw up song?
No. What's the throw up song?
That goes to that tune.
Uh-uh.
I don't want to throw up because I already did. I made it to the toilet, but I forgot to open the lid. Oh, look at all the colors all over the floor. I tried to clean it up, but I just upchucked some more.
I've never heard that.
I don't think I've ever heard that. I must have missed it on the playground.
I've never heard that.
So there's that.
So that happened. Guys, if you haven't ever heard from our podcast before, you will lose brain cells.
What?
So your question was, what do I want to do when I grow up, or what did I want to do?
Both.
So my first... What I can really remember, I'm not going to talk about my art stuff because I've talked about that a lot. Like I wanted to do comic books and animation, blah, blah, blah. But there was a time I really wanted to be a marine biologist. Like I thought it would be super cool to go into the depths of the ocean and like see and experience that stuff. I don't even know what it meant to be a marine biologist.
I think
I was
the
a kid.
Term as a child just sounds cool. Like
I feel mm-hmm. like you're like, I swim with octopuses. I just imagine that that's what you do. And really, a marine biologist has to just go to the shore and collect sand samples and find out if the water
and
is healthy
scrape
enough
algae off of
for
rock.
The ecology
research.
Around the
and look at it under a microscope.
County, yes, it's probably really bullshit jobs to be a true marine biologist. So,
it's funny because you don't strike me like if you hadn't told me that, I would never in a million years guess that you wanted to be a marine biologist because you show absolutely zero interest.
Oh, yeah.
In back oceanic
then,
life.
Oh, my God. Back then, I was like, dude, I thought sharks were dope. I thought whales were cool. I knew like a bunch of different whale names. And I knew like the differences between different types of octopus and different types of squid. And like, I was like super into it as a kid. And I don't know, I was probably like 9 or 10 or something like that. But I definitely felt like that's a direction I wanted to go.
Isn't that funny how like now as parents, we're all like, we want to nourish what our child's interests are. But truly, like, you are so into it, and you don't give a crap.
I don't care at all. I probably went through that I want to also be an archaeologist because I like dinosaurs and crap, too. Oh, also, I want to be an astronaut. So I feel like that whole...
Did you just want to escape? Like,
No, I just think, like, I wanted to learn more about the world because when you're...
Because Caesar Woolley wasn't cutting it.
Yeah, right? It's like, oh, you don't know enough about logs, boy. Like... I don't want to chop another log, Daddy.
You never chopped a log in your life.
Yeah, I have 3.
Eat it.
You better recognize. Yes, there was a time there I wanted to be an astronaut. I thought space was rad. I remember in fifth grade, I memorized all the planets. I remembered what type of like gases were on the planet, the colors, the distance from the sun, the way their orbits were. This was like legit. Like there was this thing called Redshift that was available on the computer, and it basically let you see all of the constellations and how they interact with our solar system and galaxy. And I was like in it, dude. Like I was like top of my class in fifth grade about all the planets. Everybody was asking me what the answer was on the quizzes and everything, because I was super into it. So when the Mars, I forget what it was called, the rover, when it landed the first time on Mars, remember, it was like had all the like balloons and bubbles on it. So when it landed, it like bounced. And I think it was like in the shape of a pyramid or something like that. I remember I was like, Mom, I want to watch that. I want to watch the landing. I want to see this happen. And like we got to see like actual images of what Mars looked like. And we got to see all of this stuff. Crazy into it. And then realized later I was just a salesman. Like then realized later, like that's what you're good
at. I have an unpopular opinion about space and dinosaurs.
You don't think they're real?
They're stupid.
Ash is like, dinosaurs aren't real and flat earth. Let's talk about it.
I didn't say flat earth. I'm just saying like the amount of knowledge we have about space is irrelevant to our lives. Like,
yeah.
We don't need to know. We don't need to go. Like,
all right, Dr. Seuss.
And if dinosaurs did exist, oh, freaking well.
It
doesn't matter.
It is crazy.
It does not matter.
I feel like Amanda was probably more in my camp, but I might be wrong. I feel like you may have been the nerdy kid that was into that stuff too, but.
Of course I was.
Yeah, right? So Ash was like the one that was like, I just like to read mystery novels.
It's almost like, well, it's almost like both, fantasy like, land. Yeah. Like I love science. I always loved science growing up, but like to me, like space and dinosaurs are like fantasy land. Like I'm never going to see it. I'm never going to know like more than what is in the books. Like it doesn't apply to my everyday life.
It's like algebra. You just don't need it.
No. I use algebra. I do. I will fight that.
This is a left brain, right brain conversation, yeah, baby. Right?
So I know mine was long winded just because I chose three different things because I couldn't decide as a kid.
Yeah, but like one, when you became like a teenager into high school, mm-hmm. like, and you know, you think you're more adult, what was the plan? Like, what did you want to do?
100% animation. From the time I was a freshman, I started taking two different things. I started taking Japanese because I wanted to be able to go internationally and have conversations with people about animation and not just Japanese animation and manga and stuff like that, but like 3D animation, 2D animation. So my path was I'm going to learn Japanese and then I'm going to start taking 3D courses, which I also did in high school. I took a bunch of 3D courses with Silicon Graphics. And I remember I made animations of like snowmen, like taking their head off and like throwing it at the screen. And like, I thought I was awesome. I thought I was so cool. But then when I decided to go to college and actually go in for 2D, 3D animation, I realized the whole craft was dying from 2D because I was an artist. Like I love to draw and I'd always been that way. I love to draw animations. I love to draw frames. I like to draw characters. Huge comic book background because I enjoyed that stuff too. So I left all that like geology, astronomy, marine biology stuff behind me because I was like, I just want to create artwork. And I did, and I went to school for it. And like I'm circumvented roundabout way, got into my field. But so in high school, I really do feel like I had a path. Like I wasn't like lost when I was graduated. Like I wasn't I don't know what to do now.
Did you ever in your high school or middle school or whatever, like take one of those career like aptitude tests?
Mm-hmm.
What did it tell you?
That I should have been an artist.
That's what it told you to be an artist? Mm-hmm. You know what mine told me? Mm-hmm. To be a postal worker.
Serious?
You would have been good at that.
I'd still be good at it.
You even worked at a postal spot.
I did.
I'm just saying.
I can tape up a box with the best of them.
Oh, you're good. I've seen you do it.
I think it may have
also told me to be an accountant. So
I don't think I ever took one of those. I don't remember.
Not even for funskies? Not even a MySpace meme.
I'm going to say, I feel like I would have done like a BuzzFeed quiz.
In my exactly. school, ours was
we'll
like...
tell you which Disney princess you are.
Ours was like...
in career form.
You took something around eighth grade, but you took something around sophomore year as well.
So. I don't... I remember doing it in middle school, but I don't remember doing anything career-wise in high school.
Oh, that was your problem.
No, because heaven forbid, high school get you ready for being an adult and being out on your own.
Teach you how to balance your checkbook.
I think that I remember in high school, we were required to take some form of like career-oriented class, like at least like in our senior year. And I just decided that orchestra was going to be my quote-unquote career path just as an out to like get out of whatever they were requiring of me.
I get you.
That's fair.
100% I get you.
Yeah, see, my school never had any of that kind of stuff. Like, in middle school, I went to a kind of different middle school where it was just like, do what you do. But then high school, I don't remember. I think I even just went to my counselor like twice. And they were just kind of like, I don't know how to help you.
But like, good luck.
Yeah, I don't remember like the career aptitude stuff. I know that. Like, I was always very, like, artistic-minded. Like, more... Like, math was never my strong suit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they told me... I think for a while I thought about being a teacher. Like, because when I was young, that was... I wanted to be an archaeologist. And I wanted to be... Like, I didn't want to be a marine biologist. But, like, when I was a little kid, I was like, I want to do stuff with dinosaurs and space and blah, blah, blah. Like...
Yeah.
And... and then I wanted to be a rock star for a while because that's a career choice. And then, well, because, you know, when you're in middle school playing your electric guitar, you're like, I can do this. I can
do this
for work.
The rest of my life.
This could easily be my life choice.
Yeah. And then I did play the saxophone for a number of years and I was in like private jazz bands. And I thought about trying to make an effort to become a professional musician.
Yeah.
But I remember like whenever I would talk to my parents or even like friends and stuff about that, it'd always be like, how are you going to make money?
Yeah.
And so that was like where my brain was at for a long time was like, how are you going to support yourself doing that?
It's so terrible how everyone's conversations are always fucking discouraging. No one's ever like, you know what? Fucking try it. Like, just go try it. And if you fail, you fail. But just go try it. No one ever says that. They're like, oh, I don't know. And then they give you shit. Like, you don't want to end up at Burger King. But literally, like, some people that have stayed at Burger King forever are now franchise owner and make more than you do.
Well, the biggest like, lie we were ever told was go to college because you don't want to be the garbage man.
Well, yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I feel like there was always this like you had to follow the steps and like you had to be successful in your 20s and like you had to be on a trajectory. And it's like, I'm sorry, 20 is really far away from like the end of your life. Like
why
at 22 are we suddenly supposed to be like in our careers and making boku bucks? Like,
I mean,
it's a ridiculous standard.
You haven't even really joined the workforce yet. And like, that is such a different world than education, like truly joining the workforce. So you have to have those times to make mistakes, to figure out what it's like to, you and I were just watching a TikTok where a lady was like, school does not support you in teamwork. Everything is individualism. You take your tests on your own. Yep. You're told to like, you're going to be on your own. You have to go find your own, like, you know, path and way of life.
When sit really, down, shut up.
Yeah. And sit
Give
down,
me the
shut
right
up.
Answer.
Don't say anything. Yep. There's only one right answer to things. And she's like, that's not true. There's so many other things.
But then you're expected to go be a part of a workforce.
Yeah. You're supposed to go be, yes, part of a team. Cause almost everything's collaborative out in the workforce, but you don't learn that in school.
I would even say rarely. Almost everything, literally everything is collaborative.
Yeah, literally everything. So, I mean, that part's wild. But I think when you make a choice when you're a kid, there's not a whole lot. There's the conversations that you have as a kid where it's like your parents are like, you can be anything you want. You shoot for the stars. But then when you get to like that middle school age and they finally can talk to you and like have a real conversation, a lot of times like.
And they start telling you what different careers make.
Yeah. And they're just like, I wouldn't do that if I were you. I wouldn't think about that because didn't you wanted to be a teacher and they like shut you down, or somebody shut you down.
Oh, yeah. No, that shitty mom shut you down.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But I'm just saying, like.
But I'm going to, I'll be honest, I've never been somebody with passion. I don't have like crazy hobbies and like passionate interests where I'm like, yes, this is what I want to go for. Like, but I do enjoy teaching people things.
Yeah.
Like even just in my everyday life, I enjoy knowing something and being able to pass it on to somebody and explain it in a way that they understand. Mm-hmm. Like I like that.
You're a good coach.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I've never coached anything, but thanks.
But that's what you are. You're a good coach. That's why you're also a good manager. Because you could coach people into being good players.
Maybe there are other manager skills that I lack, though.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Not to be offensive, but yeah, girl.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I will never choose to be a manager again in my life.
No, like, you're good at coaching people on skill.
I have fully accepted that I am not manager material.
But it's tough when you... one thing, and I'm not trying to go off the rails on what we wanted to be as kids, but one thing that managers lack these days is that they're great at... they hire the crew, they hire the people, they get them on board, they train them the skill, and then they're like done with them. And they walk away and they're like, good luck, or go do things.
Yeah.
No, that's where you lose your people, because now is the time to double down, follow up, be like, how are you? Let's have a one-on-one. Talk to me about, like, is this hitting? Is there more that you want to learn? Is there a way that I can help? Can I do better? Those things don't happen with managers anymore. And that's why the workforce is all pissed and quietly quitting. Because they just feel like there's no connection there.
Honestly, I feel like that side of it is probably what I excelled at the most.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at delegating because I just want to be like down in the trenches with everyone.
That's your weakness.
Exactly. Like,
I mean, not saying that it's your weakness to be down in the trenches. It's your weakness to not trust others to do the job, because I know you want to delegate.
It's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of putting a burn it on somebody else that I could do myself.
I think that's an interesting way.
Yeah. But also discipline. Like, I could never give people write-ups.
Well, yes, that's a hard one.
That benefited me, I'm not going to lie.
there were probably some I filled out and they just never handed off to you.
Well, my thing was always like, I know, and it's not that I guess in a way it's that I didn't trust people that I worked with, but I knew that I could do it right myself. And so like, I trusted myself to get the job done. And, you know, especially in certain situations, especially like retail management, like I used to work in like a clothing store and I was a manager. I would show people like, this is how it needs to be done. And then I would like, be like, there you go, you know, fly birdie. And and I wouldn't like micromanage them, but like as they were doing it, I would kind of be like, how's it going? And because it was usually wrong. And then I would just be like, do you want me to do it? Like,
yeah, I don't think follow-up is the same as micromanagement, though. I think that's two different things.
I think it's hard because in our current world, it's seen that way.
Well, yeah, because they're just like, dude, she's on my ass all the time.
Yeah.
Right? She's always asking me what's going on.
That's one thing I do appreciate in a job is like autonomy. Like being able to like go off and just do my job and not be like.
I think most people in general would be successful. Most people.
Nah.
You think most of people are too dumb?
No, I think people get distracted.
Well, welcome to having a phone in your pocket 100, like.
100%.
I mean, 100%.
100% of the time, 100%.
I know for myself, like, as much as I would love to have a job that I could work from home, I wouldn't get any work done.
Yeah, because not everybody thrives in the remote, like,
I know space. That I would, I just fuck around. I would just, like be doing work online, and then I'd be like, ooh, what's Google News? Or I'd, like, start watching some YouTube video. I wouldn't get anything done.
Everybody does that, though. There's not a single, even when you're at the office, people are pulling up their YouTube, they're looking at their phone, they're going down, they're using the bathroom 7 times a day, they're going down into the break room and just chit-chatting longer than their 10-minute or 15-minute break. Like, it's no different. It's literally no different.
Yeah, like, but yeah, I literally, like, I asked Andy for a smartwatch recently, and a big reason why I wanted it is because I'm so tired of having my phone next to me while I'm working, because every second that I'm waiting for a file to load, I'm like, what's on the phone? Like,
what changed over the last 3 minutes? Yeah.
It's very distracting.
It's funny because, like, now that I have a job where I'm not at my phone all day, like, it's really changed my entire relationship with my phone. Mm-hmm. Like,
sure.
Because, you know, people, I never used to be someone where, like, it took me half a day to text you back. And now, like, sometimes it's like, yeah, I didn't even open it. Like, sorry, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
right.
There's certain, like, if you text me, like, I'll usually, like, respond, or I'll at least, like, read it. And then, but, like, certain people text me, I'm like, I'll respond to that later.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Do you ever, like, you leave somewhere and you forget your phone, and then you come back home and you're like, okay, let me catch up. And it literally takes, like, 20 minutes to catch up on all of your emails, all of your social media feeds, returning all the text messages. Like, but for some reason we have to be on them all day.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's pretty much what I do. Like, if there are some days at work that for like 8 hours straight, I'm not touching my phone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not on it. And like, I'll get to my phone at the end of the day and I don't even catch up. I respond to what I have to. And then in my mind, I'm like, I'll check it out later. But it's like, really, I don't care. It's like, by the time I get home and I'm like, oh, I'll see what's new on Facebook, I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
It's inconsequential to my life.
Well, so Ash and I were just talking about this recently. Was 30 years ago, okay, people went to work. They came home. People had dinner at each other's houses. People still had friendships. People played outside. People somehow planned vacations together. People still communicated, but they didn't need the instant gratification that we have now. And they survived just fine, and the economy survived just fine, and the ecosystem survived just fine. Products still got to the locations. Like, people still stocked the store shelves. Like,
the world still turned.
Right. And so literally, like, what changed? Like, why is this now a necessity when it wasn't 30 years ago? And we still, if we lost it today, like, I'm not talking about communication. I think that's made communications a little bit faster for businesses and stuff like the internet. But I'm saying, in general, us as the normal people of the world, if we just lost the phone today and we went back to landlines, wouldn't we figure it out again?
Well, I mean, you have to think about it this way. 30 years prior to the 30 years you're referring to.
Yeah.
Things were much different.
Oh, they didn't even have a phone.
If you existed 60 years ago and you're looking at people who 30 years ago were having these types of relationships and this types of technology, you'd be like, why do you need that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're probably, I want to go see Julia. And he's like, you saw Julia 2 days ago. Back in the day, I saw my friend every 4 months or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it does change all the time.
Yeah.
But this necessity, this having this right now and having
your phone,
check,
he's shaking his phone, people.
Yeah, he is shaking his phone, everyone.
For you to need your phone so badly, for you to know, if I don't text them back within the next 20 minutes, they're going to think I don't care about them. Like, it has changed the way we communicate.
Yeah, it gives me anxiety.
Not for the better. That's what I'm saying. Is like, you used to be able to, you would call and leave a message on an old voicemail and you would get it when you got home from work. And then you would respond maybe the next day and your friend was cool with it. Or mom, who wanted to talk to her friend or whatever about a recipe, would be okay to make it the next day. Because she wasn't baking the cake right then. She fucking planned that 3 days from now she'll bake the cake and she'll call Sally and ask for the recipe before.
Just get a service job where you're fucking busy all day and you're not on your phone. Yeah, like,
it's perfect. I mean, Amanda's like, I'm good.
It has changed my relationship with my phone. It really has. Yeah. Like, I don't sit on my fucking phone all day. I don't give a shit. Like, and like TikTok. I don't give a shit about TikTok. Like, I watch stories and stuff, but like, I really don't care that much about TikTok just because I'm not on my phone that much. I'm not doing the scroll.
It hasn't consumed you. Yeah.
No. And, you know, back when I worked in an office all day, I was constantly just on my phone at all times.
Yeah.
And that changed and I am fine with it. I don't care. Like, and you know, my family knows, like, if you need to talk to me, just call me.
Sure.
Because then that tells me I need to talk to you.
Yep.
And, you know, if I'm not at my phone, I'll call you back when I can. But they also know, like, if I'm at work and you have to talk to me right now, call the salon.
Sure,
like,
yeah. At least there's an avenue to reach you, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there is. Right. There is an avenue that right. if you need to speak to me immediately.
Right.
You can call the salon. But I don't know. It's kind of like, it's kind of liberating to just like, ah, sorry, missed it. Like, come on. Like,
I kind of want to do that. I kind of want to feel that way again. I know I won't because I just don't put myself in an environment that I don't need that stuff. But
yeah.
Ash and I were also talking about a recent video I watched where a guy was like, stop it with the hustle culture. It's you don't need ambition. Not everybody needs to always need to have a goal and do something 24/7. It's like if you just like stop caring about what the next day is supposed to bring you, things will just fall into your lap. Stuff will just happen and you'll be okay with it versus having the anxiety of always planning and having communication. And
well, we all think that we have control over things that happen.
Right.
Things happen to us. We don't make anything happen. Things That's happen
true.
To us.
That's true.
And I think that we all need to accept that. We all have control. We all have control issues. We all have anxiety. Like,
oh yeah.
I think there's probably lots of people, Andy, that agree with you about the like, can we go back 30 years? Like, yeah, we don't sure. need this instant gratification. I don't want it. It's more damaging than it is helpful.
Well, the endorphin stuff that has happened within childhood brains is crazy. Because they have now grown up thinking their value is how many likes they get on Instagram or how many
followers they have
is but you know what's crazy? Makes your value now.
To tie this all back in, it's become a career for people.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that bonkers?
It's literally, no, there's an entire mainstay of revenue sources from social media. Well, and
that's, so... So whenever I'm like, I have a kid in my chair at the salon, I'm always like, you know, what do you, hey, you like school, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll always be like, you know, what do you want to be when you get older, you know? And a third of the kids, oh yeah, I want to be a Twitch streamer. I want to be a YouTuber yeah. or yep. I want to be an influencer. And it's like, no, you fucking don't. Like,
you know what's
that's
funny?
That's not a job.
Well, I've heard that, but I've also heard the argument is that the reason we're saying that is because we're the new boomers and we don't understand.
Oh yeah,
we don't understand that that's the new way.
Well,
and level
back
of
in the day, we would have said, "I want to be a rock star. I want to be
right.
a movie star."
Right?
Or like,
yes, that's
but
true.
I think the ones back in the day would be like in the 90s, if you were like, "I want to be a video game." Artist. I want to make video games.
Oh, they
I want to be a programmer.
You.
They'd be like, nerd, that's never going to hang around. Uh-huh, like,
right? Or like, that's so retro.
So
like,
what I'm saying on that tone, though, is that even though that's how we feel, I think we're dead wrong. I think that the new wave of the future for jobs will be social media, will be influencing, will be other ways to connect with audiences and influence how they purchase things will be how you have a job. Which
well,
means
I mean,
you have to bring personality into it and be a creator. And, you know, I do YouTube and I'm not making a whole lot of money, but I'm actually making money doing it, which is crazy. Yeah. So if I like doubled down or tenfold grew this, all of a sudden I would have a new job and it would be making YouTube videos. And that's crazy. And, that was never an option back in the day.
No. And if you're a full-time content producer,
yeah,
it's a full-time job.
It's wild
because
yeah.
you are it. Let's say you're a makeup mm-hmm. makeup influencer. You are filming yourself doing makeup, hair, whatever it is. Then you have to edit those videos, mm-hmm. and like that can take forever, depending on you know how many cuts or whatever you got to do.
Yep.
And then you know just uploading these videos can sometimes take forever, mm-hmm. and so you know a lot of people might not see it as a valid job, but it is like a lot very time consuming.
Mm-hmm. And if there's an audience for it, then who's to say that it's not valid?
Yeah.
I mean, do we pay at professional fucking athletes to run around a court and throw balls in a hoop?
Yeah.
Like millions of dollars. They don't just make what a normal person at retail makes. You know, they don't make $35K a year throwing a ball into a hoop, which is what they should make.
Well, so the
$100 a hoop.
It's all about influence.
Like, well, they're making money to play on the team, mm-hmm. but then they're probably also being sponsored.
Yep.
So they're making more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
We've just turned into such a, you know what's funny? You know who said this? And we should actually do an episode on Mr. Beast. I don't know if you guys are familiar with.
Nope.
So he just hit, as of the filming of or recording of this podcast, he just became the most popular YouTuber of all time. Okay.
Yeah, because it was PewDiePie.
It was PewDiePie, and he just jumped over. And yeah. He still has a philosophy right now, though, that materialistic things don't matter. And he makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. But he basically said, I just reinvest it into the next video and do something more and more absurd that costs he all does. The money that I have in the account. And he's like, but tomorrow, if I lost all of YouTube, I lost everything. He's like, I still live. At least he did an interview. He's like, I still lived in like a dorm and I just drove a random car. Because he was like, if I lost it all tomorrow, I could go back to that life and not be hit with yeah. all the materialistic things. He's like, the only reason I have a house now is because I got too popular. My security was an issue. So he's like, yeah. I needed to live somewhere where I could actually be like protected and secure. But aside from that, it was a really big, like, it's really important because he's like, people always are chasing a bigger and bigger house, faster and faster cars. Like he's like, living that materialistic life is so silly. He's like, why? You can't take it with you to the afterlife. Like, so why don't people just create memories or build a business or like do something valuable with their life? And it was just, I don't know. And he's this kid. He's like 27 years old from freaking North Carolina. Like, it's just wild. Yeah. And what's funny is it actually comes back around because that's what he always wanted to do as a kid growing up. Mr. Beast wanted to be a YouTuber.
And he made it happen.
I wanted to be a marine biologist. I just let that shit off, like, go out the door, right?
Well, your interest changed. It's not too late. That's all.
But I'm just saying, he literally was like, I'm going to be a YouTuber. I'm going to be a YouTuber. I'm going to be a YouTuber. And he, like, that's all he thought about 24/7. He
manifested it.
He would create videos literally just to grow the channel. So he counted to, like, a million on camera. He said Logan Paul's name, like, 100,000 times on camera. Like, stupid stuff. But it got views and it helped him grow and grow and grow. And then even his mom kicked him out of his house because she was like, he's like, I want to be a YouTuber. I'm dropping out of college. She's like, then you don't live here. And now he's the most successful person on YouTube ever.
Yeah.
And now, and guess what? His mom's house is paid off. And all the, you know, I'm just saying,
hell
like,
no. If my mom kicked me out, I'd be like, bye.
But you can't blame a parent, right? No. If someone was like, oh, I'm not going to college, I'm going to be a YouTuber, they'd be like, fuck off, you are. Like,
well, especially if you're from the generation where, like, you go to college. Like,
which is the biggest, see, fall, is it's the biggest farce of that's our generation.
It's changing a little bit, I feel now, yeah. But maybe I just feel like it is. But yeah, man, when I was in high school, it was very much like, you need to decide what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Yep. And you need to go to a 4-year college. Yep. And you need to get a degree. And if community college was shit, you needed to go to a university and you needed to do all this stuff. And I never had like this. I had all these ideas, like I wanted to be a mortician, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do this, I wanted to be a detective. But then, like, there was nothing like driving me to do any of those things. There are some kids who, like, from the get go, I'm gonna be a doctor, and like they make moves their whole life to be a doctor.
Right.
And like I never did any of that. I just fucked around. And then after high school, I just started working because it was like, I don't know what I wanna do, I might as well just get a job. And then I tried community college. That didn't really work for me. I tried online school. I finished that, but that was stupid. And then years later, I ended up going to a technical school. And then I realized, like, oh, this is how I learn. Like, because I think it also depends. People who are book learners excel in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did I say succel?
Yeah, excel, but we were just letting college. It go. I say dumb stuff all the time.
I think I was going to say succeed and excel at the same time.
Excelsior.
So
make it a new thing, Amanda. Just own it.
So people like me who like, I do learn by reading things, but I need to like physically do something to learn how to do it. So a technical school is more my speed. And that is very much becoming a lot more popular now where it's like.
Yeah, trade.
You know.
Yeah.
The trade schools.
Yep.
Because to me, like, if I go to school for 4 years to become a, I don't know, whatever person, like, I have no real life experience how to do that job. Like, the one thing I really liked about a technical school was I'm learning while I'm doing the job. And sure. So, you know, by the time I left beauty school, I had essentially, like, let's just even say 9 months experience cutting hair on a real person, not just a mannequin. Because, like, your first few months, you're just doing a mannequin.
Right.
But, like, so at least, like, by the time I got out of school, it was like, you still feel like you know nothing, but I felt like I could at least start somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so it's interesting.
I feel like there's definitely careers where it's best to go to college.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so much information you have to learn to even step into certain careers that I think college is definitely beneficial. But I don't think it's, like, the be-all, end-all.
Honestly, I think you need to go to college to be a doctor or a lawyer. I don't think hardly anything else would require the knowledge you would learn from a professor's class than what you couldn't just learn on YouTube. You don't think, like,
an engineer
should
go to college?
No, because I think that real-world experience of you going and just being an intern at a spot that does engineering would learn you way more than if just you read out of a book.
You think a biologist shouldn't go to college?
No, that falls under the same thing as a doctor, though. Like, if you're in the medical field.
Yeah, but,
or
like,
if you're,
but
or
even
if you're
like an engineer, like, there's so much math involved in that. Like,
yeah, well, you have to learn those skills for
that's
sure.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. You're
like,
right. You have to learn the
math
skills.
You're basically going to college if you had to, like, right, sit down and learn all of this stuff. You're going to college. But
sure.
Like,
I understand that. Yes. I
but
agree
I don't
with
think
you.
It's a necessity for everyone like it was when we were growing up. Like, how many people freaking, like, majored in poli sci? Like,
oh.
How yeah. many people you, majored in communications
you
and
do
now
with
work
that?
At a retail store?
Psychology, because right. everyone thinks psychology is cool. It's like, you're not going to get a job as a psychologist. Like,
yeah, you're not opening up how the mind works.
You're literally just like picking something out of a book because you have no idea what you want to do. And this sounds mildly interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the world's also, maybe it's not the world. Maybe it's us as parents, whatever. We are terrible about telling our kids that it's okay to be in construction, a plumber.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
Who's going to handle the power lines when they go down, dude? You have to have electricians. Like,
that's my thing. Like, yeah, so recently the power went out up here, yeah, right? And it was out for days and because mm-hmm. shit went down. And the electricians, who everybody judged because it was a trade job, were making like quadruple time.
Sure.
To get these lines back up. And but it's like,
even,
you know,
less about money. It's literally the way that they keep our infrastructure going. And we,
yes,
as like a society, we don't value that like we do a doctor or a lawyer. Like, it's really dumb the way that we do that. Like, those people should be put on a pedestal because it's like, dude, the reason we, like, look around, we're covered in a home that literally protects us from the four seasons because somebody constructed the house. And it's like, if you don't learn those basic functions, I feel like we are going to have a society that's like, I'm used to staying in a home. I'm used to going to Taco Bell and getting my food. I'm used to watching my Netflix shows, but nobody understands all of the liberties they have to make it happen.
Well, and not even so, like somebody constructed the house, like somebody cut down the trees.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like
logging,
logged
yeah.
the yes. wood and somebody timber. Manufactured the screws.
Yes.
And like,
right. Yeah. They don't understand manufacturing. They don't understand the ecosystem.
I think it's something about a trade job or like a service job has always been looked down upon, or at least like
it goes back
maybe,
to blue collar, white collar.
Maybe it wasn't like back in the day,
yeah,
you know, because I feel like back in the day, like the local, like the local pharmacist or the local like shopkeep was like he was the place to be in town.
Yeah.
But now, you know, if you meet an adult who works at a grocery store for a living, you're like, what are you, out on bail? Like, like you.
It's so
you
true,
know, like,
though.
So you just gave up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that way. Like,
no. Some people choose that profession. They're like, I just want to work at a grocery store.
But, I mean, you think about it this way. If you worked at like, I won't say Walmart, because obviously Walmart has like labor issues, but let's just say like Kroger, Safeway, whatever grocery store. If you work there full time, you get full benefits, you get paid time off, you get vacation, you get some probably paid holidays.
Yep.
You probably get some type of Social Security retirement. You, you know, can probably pay into and like a 401k of your own, like buy stocks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of them, you know, have a lot of room to move up the ladder.
Yep.
So, and you know, maybe you don't want to own your own business. Maybe you don't want to manage anyone.
Right.
You could easily, maybe you wouldn't be buying a mansion, but like you could successfully provide for yourself and maybe a couple people doing that for a living.
Yeah.
And
yeah, absolutely.
But somewhere in our society, we look down upon that.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. I would be curious to dive into why our psyche changed on those jobs being important, because 100 years ago, they were very important.
Well,
that's
and
you
like,
go. That's what you would go learn.
Like you said, like the plumber. Mm-hmm. I think the plumber gets looked down upon because it's a dirty job.
Right.
But not only is
everyone needs one.
Yes. Not only is that dude making crazy money, but like you wouldn't survive without one, because the past has told us we need plumbing.
well, but yeah, like you're going to be in a shitty situation if you don't.
Literally. And you know, like same electricians and like you said, construction workers, like, and mechanics.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. Vehicle mechanics.
How are you going to drive your car?
That's just it, is those trade jobs. That's why people are saying college isn't necessary as the only path you have to take. Mm-hmm. Because I think that it used to be, because there was this whole thing, like, that's the way that you get educated, like, because high school's not good enough, which is also another thing about our education that's fucked up. High school should be good enough. You should be able to leave high school and understand money management. You should be understand what it's like to have a family. You should, like, understand what it's like
learning to, like, real life skills like that.
No, but that's the problem with high school, is that it should be that stuff, but it's not. And so, no. You actually go to college to learn the real stuff. This was just bullshit. Like, this was,
no, we just throw you out to the wolves and you have to figure it out.
So I get it. And I'm one of those people that strongly agree that you can just go trade if you want to, and you will also be successful. You do not have to do 4-year college.
I mean, and it all depends on how we measure our own success. Like,
yeah,
we can't decide that somebody else isn't successful.
Yeah, that's fair.
So what I was trying to say was that I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Part of me feels like there was a lot of kids, and especially our generation, that wanted to be marine biologist, archaeologist, astronaut, whatever, because I think Animal Planet, National Geographic.
Yeah, that was what was advertised, like, to us.
Jack Hanna, Shark Week were huge in the 90s.
That was the shit.
And I think that, like, that gave kids like a totally different idea of, like, that's a job?
Yeah.
Like, and so, you know, I think that it allowed people, and then, you know, like the movies that came out, like Jurassic Park, in the beginning, you see them like at this dig site, like digging up dinosaurs, and you're like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And in reality, that's not what it is, but that's what you think it is.
That's what life has changed. So where you just talked about the 90s, now the new one is hustle culture of thrifting and flipping. And you can go be a storage container purchaser. You can go be like an antique buyer and make money off that stuff. So now you have all these people in the profession of going and finding old shit and selling it.
Flipping houses.
On flipping houses, right? That was not something that we grew up to be like, should flip houses for a living. Yeah.
Even in my job, like I'm a cosmetologist, even in my own job.
Yeah.
Oh, all you just do hair? You're not also offering teeth whitening, eyelash extensions, lip blushing, permanent makeup, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, there's so many. And it's like the thing that right now it's like, oh, you're not offering like to do extensions. And it's like, first of all, no.
Yeah.
Second of all, in my career to do that, I have to pay to take training for that stuff to be licensed. Because if you're not, you shouldn't be doing it. But sure, also like,
yeah,
you know, the problem is, especially like there's this, especially like Instagram, TikTok, blah, blah, blah. you know, you have to be this perfect working mom who's like working all day and like making it happen for her career, but then also is like this perfect mom who like also finds time to work out and like somehow organize my entire fridge and pantry into these perfect little acrylic containers. And I'm like,
yeah,
who has time for that shit?
Yeah.
And then I'm also supposed to find time to take training to also have time to like do all this extra shit on people. And it's like, no, like I follow this one girl that she was my friend from school, and she constantly posts about like, okay, I'm on my weekday hustle, and she'll work like all day and like won't get home till like 9 p.m. And she'll complain that she didn't get to see her kid. And I'm like, that's the hustle.
That's the sacrifice. Yeah,
you chose to do that instead of make memories.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, like, you know, because I have, you know, like because Lincoln is with his dad on the weekends, like I have a schedule that kind of allows me to like have a little more wriggle room. Well, like this week, because, you know, we have holidays coming up, I'm working later and I didn't see Chris at all this weekend. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So like Friday night, I was at work till midnight. Saturday night, I worked late. Last night, I worked late. And each night, I didn't see him until like way late in the evening, where I pretty much come home, cram whatever food's ready in my mouth and go to bed.
Yeah, and just and hustle like, all over again.
How is that a hustle? That I'm not enjoying my life.
You don't feel like you're benefiting from it.
No.
Then. Yeah. So that's the hard part, is that at the end of the day, those professions that we wanted to be as kids, or that we've even moved into, like they feel like they fall short. So I don't know if there's a win. Like, it's like a rock and a hard place these days for some of that stuff. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Amanda, I know we're wrapped up here. Where can people tell us what they wanted to be as a kid?
Yeah, I'm curious. So head over to our Instagram at Real Awkward Podcast and tell us what you wanted to be when you grew up. And you don't have to tell me if you made that happen for yourself or not.
And, or what do you still want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not grown up yet and you're 30 years old.
What are you doing with your life?
I was going to say, like, children probably shouldn't be listening to this, but okay.
Yeah, and if you tell me you're a stay-at-home mom, I have no problem with that, but you tell me where the other part of the money is fucking coming in.
Because we need to figure out how to make this work.
Yes, because we would like to do that as well. And please understand that you are privileged. Okay, cool. Thanks, Ash, for the question. That's a
very thought provoking.
That's a random
salute.
Ramble.
Apparently, that's the thing now. No thumbs up.
Salute.
Salute.
Because a thumbs up is rude. I love it. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.